Small business owner? Entrepreneur? Want to learn how online marketing can improve your business?
Your questions.
Our advice.
This is Not a Real Job.
Well, hello, everyone. Welcome to episode 116 of Not a Real Job. My name is Leah Sanford, and I am, I'm going to call myself a regular guest.
Fair enough. I'm Joel, and I'm also a regular guest.
I'm Chris, and this is my first time on the show.
Oh.
Well, welcome aboard, Chris. Lovely
it's
to have
to
you.
Good to be here.
Good. It's always good to reach out with the fans part of the experience.
Sure. And certainly I am a fan of both of your work.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I believe I've stated time and time again, Leah, I love your work hosting the podcast. Joel, I love, Leah, I love your work on the podcast.
Thanks so much.
So what's up? How's it going up in Lesser America, as I believe it's called?
Cold. It's so cold.
It is very cold.
It's turned. It's gone full Canada. And it's chilly as shit up here.
That sucks.
Yeah.
It is also that here, though, so, you know.
Oh, no one did the intro song for the weather talk portion.
Isn't that what you usually do on the episodes? I'm only a fan, so I don't.
Typically, but I forgot. So that means we have to skip right past weather talk. We unfortunately can't address it anymore.
Our popular time-tested segment, weather talk.
Exactly. What are you drinking today?
I'm drinking water because I'm a little sick.
Mm.
A little sick. Let's put it that way. Yeah. Coming back from the 90, 95 degree weather in Southeast Asia to the 40 and 50 degree weather of New York was definitely did a number on the old immune system or the immunistem, as I call it.
Mm-hmm.
Getting over some flu-like symptoms and trying to stay hydrated.
The important thing is that you managed to bring it back to the weather.
Oh, yeah. Well, I figured I'd sneak that one in for that.
That's what people listen for, I assume.
Yes.
Is this
not a real weather forecast?
It's not a weather podcast.
Oh man, this whole time I thought you guys were just turning this into like a way to parlay your hobby of weather love into job.
Meteorology is a minor hobby. Sure.
I do enjoy.
I thought this was the breaking into the big leagues.
I mean, very seriously, I've been known to geek out on some weather blogs before during a major storm
cool
event. I believe we call it technical term.
So you were blogging or you were just reading blogs?
Reading blogs.
I see.
Yeah. When I interned at the local TV station, definitely mm-hmm. spent some time with the meteorology team.
Well, that's part of the job.
Sure. Fair. Very, very fair.
And the meteorologists have all the good drugs. Let it snow, they say.
What are you drinking, Leah?
Sorry. I'm on the red wine. I have shifted. I white wine in the summer and I red wine in the winter. And I have shifted with seasons to keep the weather conversation going.
It's just like with clothes before Labor Day. You have white clothes before Labor Day and mm-hmm. red clothes after Labor Day.
That's where we're at.
That's the old.
You're also wearing
the old
shirt.
Thing.
I am wearing a red shirt and wrapped in a red blanket.
Canada.
And Joel. I'm guessing a whiskey of some kind.
You would guess correctly. I've got Jameson and ginger beer.
Jameson and ginger beer. Interesting mm-hmm. combination. What's that like?
It's delicious. It's spicy, mm-hmm. spicy and sweet and boozy.
I can go with the refreshing. Sweet. I can go with the boozy. Don't do the spicy over here.
Ugh, so good. Ginger beer is just, it's delightful in every way. And then you just make it better by getting a little drunk off of it.
Hmm. Sounds reasonable.
Yeah, so I know we have so many topics to cover, as we always do.
Yeah.
But I just want to start off by, so you've been back in Greater America
mm-hmm.
for, I guess, a week or so now?
Yeah, a week and 2 days, I guess.
What are, you know, you were away, you kind of experienced the rest of the world, you visited, by your count, 10 or so countries. You know, in which ways have you become jaded and in which ways have you become more grateful of being born in the greatest country in the world?
You know, Joel, I prefer to take it for granted.
Ah,
is the thing.
Fair.
You know, since that is an option available to me, mm-hmm. I've decided to seize it.
Mm-hmm. And just not give it any thought.
Right, exactly.
Not look inward, not look outward.
I make no attempt to check my privilege.
Mm-hmm.
If it's there. I mean, it might not be there. I haven't checked.
I certainly, I'm not checking.
Yeah, it's a foregone conclusion that I am here and therefore better than all of y'all.
And anything that good that comes your way is you probably deserved.
Well, I would actually go a step further. I'd say it's divine providence,
mm-hmm.
Which, you know, certainly has built this great country of ours.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So there cool. you go.
Well, yeah. All right. Good to know. Mm-hmm. I can't say I'm surprised. All of that makes perfect sense. I just thought we should get it out in the open. Sure. Now, Leah, as our guest co-host, what would you like us to talk about?
I'm going to bring it back to the original playing field of the show, the hobbies into jobbies and okay. the not a real jobsing.
Right. Is that what the show was originally?
That's what it originally was about, and I tried to figure out if it had gone off the course, but you guys always, much like the weather, you bring it back to that.
You're trying to
in subtle little ways. It's like a scarf wrapped around you.
I feel like we silently acknowledge that we're not qualified to deal with that.
To offer any advice on hobbies into jobbies.
Yeah, so I thought what the show kind of moved into was just nonsense talk, which is something that we're a lot better at.
Super good at.
Yeah.
But let's give this one last kick at the can.
Okay.
Because I'm mm-hmm. actually kind of curious. I know a little bit about this on you. I actually don't know this about Mr. of the Van Pattens. Mm-hmm. What are your hobbies? And do you like to keep them separate from your jobbies? Or do they parlay in any way into what it is that you do? Chris, do you have time for hobbies? Or is simply New York your hobby?
That's very poetic. I have plenty of time for hobbies, considering I don't work more than, I don't know, 4 hours in your average day. my main hobby these days is sleep. Big fan of it. Do as much of it as I can. I would consider myself a sleep connoisseur, mm-hmm. in fact. Seriously, do I have hobbies? No, I actually would say that New York is kind of a hobby in and of itself. It takes a lot out of you, socializing and, schmoozing and going to museums and food restaurant places.
Celebrities.
I think they call them. Oh, the celebrities. Yeah. Well, I mean, being a celebrity is really hard for me. I don't have like, I don't quilt, for instance. I'm not a quilter. I don't
sounds
play...
like you might want to be. Is that what that was? That little
quilt? I'm open to the option. I would love your quilting tips. Send them in. You know, I don't do a sports. I'm not into the sport. I follow the sport as a spectator, as we've discussed before, but I'm not a player of the games, as mm-hmm. they say.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do you walk a lot in the city?
I do when it's not this disgusting out.
Do you walk at a rapid speed? Because I do believe speed walking is, in fact, a sport.
Mm-hmm. Get those Nordic poles.
See, here's the thing. I think it is a thing, except in New York, everybody does it. So it doesn't
count. So
you're
part of the greatest team on Earth?
Oh.
That's an interesting,
ooh.
Interesting way to put it. I'm going to go for that. Yeah. in my new skills edition.
I didn't see, last time I was in New York, I didn't see as many Nordic walking poles as you would expect in a city that is famously walkable.
Well, I think we're so used to it now. We don't get the benefit from the poles that,
you don't need
that
the
other
poles,
people
wow.
do. Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
Up here, you don't walk 5 feet without tripping over someone else's walking poles.
Supposedly
well, sure.
very helpful if you have arthritis. And are out exercising, the Nordic poles can be good for you, is my understanding. And we do have high rates of every disease.
Whose so side are you on?
Health.
The pole people?
Yes, I'm part of Big Pole.
Whoa. Ooh, yeah.
Wait,
yeah, you are.
Oh man, there's the episode title. Anyway. I'm part of Big Poll.
Yeah.
Huh. Yeah, so I guess to get back to the actual point of the question is, I don't think I really have anything that's like a hobby that I do for fun that I've turned into some kind of passion trap like project. I think maybe firsthand as a travel project is kind of the closest. But otherwise, I don't have like, you know, to borrow the 4-hour work week terminology, you know, I don't have a muse business that I've, you know, found something I loved and tried to make money off it, you know, other than firsthand. And of course, you know, I do enjoy my regular job. And I think, you know, I bet Joel would say that his job is his hobby. And I kind of feel similarly. I do enjoy what I do. And
I thought that was a bit of a burn on you for a second there.
Oh, yeah. No.
Did you just call hobbies a passion trap?
No, did I? I said something passion, but I don't think I said trap.
Okay.
Hobbies are a passion trap.
That's what I thought I heard, and it's just...
That's going to be the subtitle of my new book that is against having hobbies. That is something that is... That's just potential energy that you could be channeling into a startup.
Yes, which is what we're doing.
Exactly.
What about you, Joel? What are your hobbies?
I think... reading and writing, obviously, but I mean, I'm extraordinarily, nerd. Yeah, doing nerd stuff. I'm extraordinarily lucky, though, that, you know, when I was like in high school, I thought I wanted to work in advertising, like in communication, some sort of creative field. So, I mean, it worked out for me. Like, I ended up following the career that I wanted. So, in a lot of ways, that is my hobby. But I mean, yeah, the things I do for fun outside of work is reading and cooking, I guess you could say, and drinking, but well, that's not a hobby.
Oh, that's a way of life.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, bathing isn't something that I would consider a hobby, but I do it occasionally.
Sure.
Semi-regularly.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. What about you, Leah? Do you have any hobbies? And in which way have you jobified them?
Oh, haven't at all. Theoretical art, I think is...
Theoretical
art.
Okay.
Is what I'm leaning into for hobbies.
So the fact that you own a lot of painting,
a whole lot of painting supplies, craft supplies,
little to no painting.
Yeah, knitting supplies, jewelry making supplies, woodworking tools.
You're a collector.
DIY.
I would say you're a collector of art supplies.
I'm on Pinterest to live vicariously through other crafters.
Mm-hmm.
I never actually get to. It's a theoretical.
You're a theoretical artist.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah. Not bad. Not bad. And then, of course, there's the whole, you know, Chris, if you didn't work as a web designer, you would probably, if you had a standard day job, you would probably, in your off hours, still be playing on internet and making things. So in a lot of ways, we have turned our hobbies, that of playing on the internet, into jobs.
Yeah. I think that is fair to say.
I mean, I was making websites in junior high.
Whoa, slow down there, Tiger.
Why would I slow down?
I think you were just talking too quickly.
Oh, I was talking.
I think that's
okay. Right. When I was in junior high, I made website.
Hmm.
Is that better?
Yeah, much better. Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Sometimes sure. I get too excited and I talk too quickly.
Yeah, definitely. You know, I would completely agree with everything you just said.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's kind of where we are, hobby wise. So we've really, I think that was, you know, a little like entryway into discussing, what we do outside of work, a Hobby Lobby, if you will.
Oh,
thank you. It's Hobby Lobby's an American company. They hate people.
Also big on the theoretical arts.
Right. Yeah. But they don't like people.
No, not at all.
The other topics that we wanted to discuss. We looked at a dog today, took a dog out, you know, kick the proverbial tires on the dog.
Why are you kicking dogs?
Dog whatsoever. Zero animals were harmed. Two were cuddled a lot.
Hmm.
And told that they were good boys.
It does. Doesn't sound like that. Pretty sure Joel just said that you kicked some dogs.
Kicked their tires.
Do dogs have tires?
Not on them. There are tires like in the corner. They're the dog's tires. And you go kick the tires.
And that's how you find a dog.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh.
The next dog you see after kicking a tire is the dog that you're meant to have.
So you kick the tires, but you still don't have a dog.
No, the wrong tires. Or I did it wrong.
Well, no.
I would say that's more likely.
That's extraordinarily likely. We took one dog out, but it didn't like my brother's dog. It was all growly and mean, so that's probably
so no bueno.
No.
There's a lot of dogs in the extended family. We need a dog that gets along with the other dogs.
Sure.
This was a no-go. Just not that we would not have been the right home for him. Mm-hmm. And the important thing is that he gets the right home. So we met a ball of energy. I would say 45 pounds of pure energy, who was pretty adorable and meticulously ripped an ear off of a stuffed animal. That was nice. Actually pretty impressive, but super fun. And he might be the newest Calford.
Yeah, we'll see.
We put in an application. So yeah, we could be expanding our little family of two to a family of two plus four legs. An eight-legged family. Go.
Interesting. I like it. It's exciting.
We're like a spider.
What was any of that? Oh my gosh. This is a nightmare. This was a terrible idea. So Leah's on the podcast because everyone liked her better than me and Chris. So we invite her to do the show.
Even me.
Yeah. She, you know, takes the side of Big Paul. Is barely keeping the show on the rails, like was her job. So I'm not sure if this is going to continue.
I think it should continue.
Wow. Didn't even make it through one without a pretty poor review, I got to say.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys. I didn't mean to let the show down.
As your husband, it's my hobby to just give you notes.
Wow. Good luck tonight, Joel.
Thank you.
Chris, I think we make this back to a two-person podcast. Maybe just you and me.
I love the idea. Sorry, Joel.
No, I don't care. I've never really liked doing this thing.
Maybe you can, in your new free time, you can work on first-hand marketing.
No.
Burn.
You don't know what I did this week. Our meeting is tomorrow.
Good point. What have you done this week, Joel?
I got hours to do all the stuff I said I was going to do.
Touche. And probably more than that, I hear the sun doesn't set in the north in winter. Is that true?
No, we're in the time of year where it never rises.
Oh, even better.
Yeah, even better. It's just cold and
you just stay in.
You just stay in and you drink and you cry.
Sounds about right.
It sounds pretty good. I'm in that level of tired though today where I do think I could cry at any moment. So I might bring that to bear on the show.
Sure. Actually, I slept until I don't know, I'd say 30 minutes before I texted you about doing a show, so definitely nice. In much the same boat.
Well, I slept until 11, but I didn't go to bed till 4.
Yeah, that doesn't really doesn't count.
Actually didn't go to bed. Slept on the couch.
One of those nights.
I had a friend over. We played some video games, and then the UFC. I did the pay per view for that. That didn't end till like after 2, and I was up for a bit after that. And then I just decided to sleep on the couch. And then you know that's not a great sleep. So by the time I actually went to bed, it was probably 7 or 8. So I'm just a little sleepy.
Oh, sleepy Joel. Bit.
Yeah. That's all. No bigs.
NBD.
Cool. Yeah, so I think this has been a successful experiment. This show, you know, all 116. Yep, all 116 episodes, successful experiment. I think we have figured out how to record a show.
Yeah.
I think now it's time to retire
on this, top.
The pre-pro.
As the success that we are.
Yeah, and start the real show.
Awesome, let's do it.
Cool.
Now, the real show is where we talk about Amazon products that we've recently bought, right?
Yeah.
Cool.
What do you got?
So, well, first, I'm going to tell the good people of the internet what we're doing. We tell you products we bought on Amazon recently that we're into, and you can buy them too through the links in our show notes at notarealjob.com, and we'll get a tiny cut of the profits. So this week, I am going to put in the Lasco 754-200 ceramic heater with adjustable thermostat. This is a plug-in space heater that you can use to heat up spaces that need heating. This is the top small pick recommended by the Sweet Home, so you know it's good. And yeah, it's keeping me warm.
Nice. Now, do you purchase any of your cat supplies via Amazon?
I do not purchase any supplies whatsoever. So
how's the cat doing?
He is not my responsibility.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah, like, no, don't worry.
If I just put my foot in my mouth or what was happening.
No, he is somebody's responsibility, but that does not fall to me.
Does everybody think he's somebody's responsibility, or is he actually somebody else's responsibility? We're just not naming names right now.
I can tell you that he is larger and still alive.
Oh, okay.
Good.
So okay. I think it's good.
Nice.
Yeah.
Great.
Under control.
Good to hear.
Yeah. What are you guys putting in this week?
We're investigating pasta roller thingies.
Sorry, what roller thingies?
Pasta.
There we go. Okay.
What do you say?
It's pasta.
Pasta.
Yeah.
Pasta.
Pasta. Pasta. Do you also say Mario?
Correct. I say Mario and I say pasta. Oh shit. Which do I say?
You should just say pasta. Spaghetti.
Oh, we just say paschetti.
Really nailing it, Joel.
Yeah. I call it little bread shreds that I put my potato sauce on.
really crushing it.
So this is the one that I'm probably going to buy. Haven't pulled the trigger on it yet. But it's the Marketo Atlas Wellness 150 pasta maker stainless steel. It's got 5 stars with 49 reviews. It's a little on the pricey end. You can get some for like between $20 and $50. This one's $90. But
whoa, Mr. Moneybags over here.
Yeah, I am fantastically wealthy. This one has the best reviews. So, a lot of them, they seem to, the big problem is that the handles fall off of all the cheap ones. And you know what? That doesn't seem like something I want to fuss with.
It is a seems pretty like an important part piece of the machine.
It seems like the most important. So yeah, this is the one I'm going to put in the show notes. Probably not going to pull the trigger on this for another, you know, I don't know, a couple weeks. So if anyone out there, a couple weeks,
I know your purchasing habits.
Oh, I know. This one's mostly for Leah, and I'm not at all spontaneous with gifts for my wife.
Oh, that's beautiful.
I agonize over them for a long time and try to convince myself that she owns enough things.
I do have a lot of things.
You do have a lot of things.
It's the American dream right there.
Probably too many things. Instead of getting gifts for Leah, I have begun throwing her things out. Or occasionally, this is a really good move. Anything that I have gotten her as a gift in the last couple of years that it doesn't seem like she's using, I just wrap them back up, give them again.
You know what they call that?
Smart.
They call that re-gifting.
I thought re-gifting was the idea where you give the gift on to another person.
Oh, you mean, interesting. Okay, I see what you're doing.
No, I'm giving Leah the same gift again.
Right, yeah. Okay.
That's recycling.
It's recycling. That's what it is.
Got it. Okay. That's
and it's smart. A little bit of a message like, I know you didn't appreciate this. Try again.
Okay. Fair enough.
It's love.
I mean, it's definitely one approach.
It's a good approach.
It is an option. What are you putting in this week, Leah?
Oh.
Do you want to co-sign this pasta maker?
I really do.
Okay.
Since it's my gift.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what? Well, I'm going to provide a review once I get it. I'll let you guys know how quickly that happens.
There we go. You heard it here first. A review of this pasta maker.
Great.
On our show. All right. Gonna happen.
And in the meantime, I'll just read you.
Is that something we're going to get into at some point? Would that be of interest?
Some
in
reviews.
Addition to just referencing products to purchase? Do we want to get into a review system?
I'm going to
sounds like a lot of work.
I'm going to now read the most critical review. And by critical, I mean lowest star review on this pasta maker.
Okay.
Great machine with one flaw. Love our new pasta maker's results. It is usually easy to use. The recipes worked a treat, and we use it regularly after buying it a couple months ago. The one very irritating flaw is that the handle, which must move between the two slots as you work the dough, gets stuck. And I mean, I can't get this darn blasted thing out. We have learned to have someone wiggle it while someone else gently taps on the base with a hammer to jostle it out. But really, I'll see in a year or so if the satisfaction I feel when it works, usually, outweighs the irritation I feel when I need a hammer to make pasta too often. I keep hoping I will get the knack of it and it will stop happening. I know I'm a bit dim. This person really doesn't want to blame this pasta maker.
If you need pasta a hammer maker. To make pasta, oof. Yeah. That's not the dream, guys. It's not
when
dream.
It works, it is easy to use and produces wonderful products.
No.
That's the worst review on this thing.
It's probably a good sign.
Probably you know what not I don't need when I use a rolling pin to make the pasta? Is a hammer.
It's pronounced pasta. We were just over this.
Doesn't really stick with me.
Embarrassing.
Yeah.
Well, on that note.
All right.
We did it. We made it.
Go team.
Another PCAST down the drain.
Woo!
So we're all over the internet. You can find us everywhere. NotARealJob.com, of course, is our HQ, as they say.
Mm-hmm.
You can find all of the episodes there for free because it didn't work when we asked people to pay.
Oh, so didn't work. That was such a generous assessment.
Yeah. We are on Twitter at NargeCast, at Chris Van Patten, at Joel Kelly. Leah, you're not on Twitter. What's the deal?
Don't like it. Hmm. Like, not even a little.
Okay.
I'm pretty Fair happy enough. Staying off.
Hmm. Yeah,
that's probably for the best.
Seemed like an overly aggressive reply.
I'm not going to try to force anything on anyone.
Yeah,
here.
I mean, as far as I know, she is not regularly, like, personally attacked.
No, not at all. Everyone's been quite polite, but just stop forcing your social medias on me, guys.
There's an insurance company in the city right now that its billboard says, success has a name. It's Joel. And it directs you to investwithjoel.com. So I'm getting some pretty good stuff on Twitter these days.
And by city, you mean?
Halifax.
I would say small town.
Okay, everyone go to investwithjoel.com.
Okay, we are.
Are you going there? Go there now.
Because Joel brings his power to your portfolio.
There are billboards for this
with Joel,
literally all over the city.
.com. He looks like a nice guy.
He kind of looks like you in a couple years.
Well, I resent that, but you know,
little bit.
Or at least if you got a blonde wig, you could be him for Halloween.
Oh, yeah. Everyone would know that you're going as Joel Tillinghast.
I'm gonna Photoshop you into this.
Or is it Tillinghast?
I don't think it's that. I would say it's probably Tillinghast.
Tillinghast. One of the world's greatest investors can now invest for you. I'm starting to think maybe I should invest with Joel.
Well, I mean, he does have an unexciting strategy.
Do you have the same philosophy?
He has an unexciting strategy?
Yes. He looks for companies with conservative goals.
Let's see.
That have the ability to outperform.
Hmm. His philosophy is based on instinct, hands-on management, and quantitative research.
I think you can make that your LinkedIn profile.
Hmm. Yeah. Copy-paste that. Oh, and there's a link to a PDF. Amazing.
Perfect. Learn
Just
more.
Just what I always need.
I should probably get that.
Well, where else are we on the internet?
Oh,
wow.
Not just a link. Oh. Is he in a sauna in a suit in this PDF?
No. I don't think so.
Well, it's mean to make fun of him. But anyway, billboards everywhere.
He's been compared to Warren Buffett. So
I think, I've been compared to Warren Buffett. It's just not in a flattering way.
Yeah, I think the comparison Anyone, is that you are nothing like Warren Buffett.
Exactly.
He seems nice. He's just doing his thing.
I compare Chris to Warren Buffett all the time. They're both from Omaha.
All right, I'm bringing this back in. We leave Joel Tillinghast alone. He seems lovely. Joel, I like your billboards.
Thank you.
You can find all of our gear picks over at notarealjob.com/gear. And of course, if you have any questions, comments, feedback, advice on how to make this a good podcast, which we sorely need, notarealjob.com/questions or notarealjob.com/contact. And I'll let you figure out which path you want to take there.
They go to the same email, I assume.
They do, but the forms are slightly different.
Okay. Good.
I was kind of hoping you would say one goes straight to trash.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's /complaints.
Yes. Yeah. notarealjob.com/complaints. Doesn't exist. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that does it. Leah, lovely to have you. Thanks for having me on, guys.
Well, thank you mostly to Chris. Joel seems a little lackluster that we're in here together.
We're sharing a earbud set.
Now, see, I have to say I'm surprised, Joel, that you didn't go with a second laptop with a second microphone somewhere. Mm-hmm.
These are, if this works out long term, then we will have to invest in some studio time. But I think for now,
sure,
it's worth experimenting. So Steve's got two audio sources to deal with on a single file. So we'll see.
I think you mean he has one audio source with two voices.
No, I was right the first time.
Okay. Well, we will talk to you next week. Bye, everybody.
Bye, everybody. Say bye, Leah.
Oh, sorry. Bye, guys.